we're celebrating is Palm Sunday. And all meditation is the center of our spiritual growth. It's the most important thing you can do, the single most important thing to unfold your awareness into your infinite self. And each one of us, if we take a little bit of time every day, can experience more spiritual growth through meditation than any other method. You know, when Jane Hart met her spiritual partner, Shireen, many, many years ago, the first phone conversation they ever had, I believe it was Shireen, almost whispered on the phone to Jane, "Do you meditate?" And Jane quietly said, "Yes," but she was very hesitant to do so because of some of the feedback she'd gotten about meditation. And Shireen whispered, "I do too." And there they made a connection. And starting then, they began to meditate together and they started having simultaneous meditation experiences, which showed them that they were on the right track and they developed together in their spiritual journey. For you, meditation can be that central focus in your heart, in your life, in yourself, that will move you forward into a greater and greater spiritual awareness. I want to congratulate you. I want to thank you for taking responsibility for your spiritual growth by making a commitment, by being here today, and for the commitment you're making in your meditation life as well. Many of you meditate. Some of you have tried meditation. Others of you are regular meditators. But as we go forward, I really want to promise you that when we're done with this hour, you're going to be in a different consciousness, a different energy and vibration, and you truly will connect with your source in meditation by lifting up your meditative energy and vibration into that consciousness where you can connect with the truth of your being. And by the end of this hour, I want to share with you that my intention is that you'll have an experience, a God experience of the truth of your being, even if it's very subtle. And the beauty of meditation is that you don't have to be aware of anything happening for something very profound to happen. You're planting seeds. You're opening up a doorway. You're opening up the passageway between yourself and your personal self and your infinite self within you, where you can really experience what? The all that is. And I want to share this image of the spiritual God computer that Jane came up with. It's on page 13, early on in her meditative experience. As she was sitting there trying to meditate, and she'd had a lot of very puzzling and troubling responses. People in 1967 just didn't meditate. Very few people did. And she was kind of wondering, what am I doing here? What exactly is this that I'm trying to do? What she said was that she felt like she was in a box. And haven't you felt like that sometime? You're just in a limited consciousness and you say to yourself, I really want to get out. I want to move into something greater. But how do I do that? And what the image that came to her was that she was an individual computer that was hooked into a greater main computer, a God computer. Now, I don't know if it was exactly at that time, but around that time, Jane was working for IBM. She was selling computer systems to dentists and doctors. And the way things worked in the 1960s and early 70s was you'd get a mainframe computer as a server, and then everybody would have terminals. And the image that she got was of a main computer, and then you are that individual computer that then needs to connect with the main computer that has all the information that you need. Now, as time has gone on, she's changed that image a bit, and it's now the understanding that the infinite internet of all that is, the spiritual something that pervades the universe, is that greater computer that we're connecting with. And through our own individual computers, we move into a connection with that all-knowing heart, that all-knowing mind, that all-knowing something that has all the information, all the energy and vibration in the universe. And just as you and I connect with our our phones or our little computers with the internet, and we can then download the information that we need. So this is a very powerful image. I've been using it just this week for the very first time, even though I've heard her teach this for 30 years. The image of I'm sitting here and I'm connecting with something that is greater and higher. And I actually have experienced that as a meditation technique. And it's been a very powerful way of connecting. I also had something else that happened this week that helped me with this symbology. And that was that my phone stopped working. I couldn't get connected. I could make phone calls. I couldn't get online. And then I realized as I was looking that I was on airplane mode. Somehow I had pushed the button that disconnected me with the all that is, with the entire internet and with my phone service. And so when I reconnected, then I had that access. And meditation is that time in which you reconnect with that spiritual something that is not only within you, but makes you one with all the universe, with every other soul. It is that center of enlightenment in you that connects with the center for enlightenment, not just in all other people, but all life, all energy, all vibration. You are an energy and vibration. I'm going to say that again. You are energy and vibration. And the way that you access this higher something is by getting in touch with that energy and that vibration within you and lifting it up, increasing your energy, raising your level of vibration, and then you're able to connect with what? With all that is. And even though it sounds like that internet's outside of you or whatever, when you really get in touch with that center for enlightenment within you, you realize that it's all within you. So let's just, now we've talked about Palm Sunday and the symbology of your infinite self writing the humble consciousness of your being into your heart center and awakening the hosannas and the great energy that's there. But let's just get it down to the question, what is meditation? You know, when Jane started this in 1967, this practice of meditation, nobody was teaching meditation that she knew. She just sat down and tried to still her mind, not really knowing. And I want to share with you that I've studied with Jane for 30 years, and I've never heard her once teach anyone the right way to meditate. Jane does not teach a meditation method or technique. In fact, she encourages her students to try out different meditation techniques and find the one that works for them. And even knowing that it could change over time, you might need a different kind of technique at a different time. We're all different. We're all at different places on our path. We all have different temperaments. And I liken meditation to exercise. Every doctor will tell you that exercise is good, but if you ask the doctor, well, which exercise should I do? Unless you're rehabbing a knee or you have a certain specific need, it's really up to you. And for you, you really need to choose the form of meditation that's right for you. And just as in exercise, there are methods that are stretching like yoga or very gentle like Tai Chi. There are calisthenics, there are aerobics, there are exercises that are lifting weights, and you could even find people arguing on which one is better. But what's right for you is not what's right for me. We're all different. And so just as with exercise, you will find that any form of exercise is going to help you with your bodily health. So any form of meditation will help you with your spiritual, your mental, and your emotional, and even your physical health. You were wired for your infinite self. You were wired for God. And what is meditation? Well, Jane has never once said, this is the right way to meditate. Although I've probably sat with Jane in meditation in person for thousands of hours, I've certainly listened to recordings of her leading meditations for many more thousands of hours. There's never been a time when she said, this is the way to do it or that is the way to do it. But simply put, she says, meditation is the act of stilling your mind and quieting your body. Stilling your mind and quieting your body. It's withdrawing your energy from the outside world and placing it where? In your inside world. It's reversing your attention, which is always out here, pointing outward, and it's moving it and pointing it inward. And once you withdraw your attention from the outer, you find that you begin to focus on your inner world. You find a new state of quietude and silence. You find a new state of being. Now, the question comes, why should you meditate? And there's some perfectly good people in this world that do not meditate. But there's an additional benefit. If you're really on the spiritual journey and you want to unfold all the potentials and all the greatness of your soul, if you want to get in touch with your heart space and all the energy that is lying there waiting for you and take responsibility for your soul's journey, meditation is the single greatest decision you can make. It's the best way to connect with your higher self. It's a way to connect with your intuition. You can release your negative emotions and your fears. And you can also find that you begin to control your consciousness, your mind. The moment that you make the decision that you want to connect with that infinite self that's within you, and that infinite self that is the infinite internet, that cosmic computer that is waiting for you, what you find is that you send a signal out into the universe that you really mean business, and you get a response. And how does the response come? Well, with Jane and her partner, Shireen, they found that they shared experiences that were intuitive. That showed them they were on the right track. You will find, perhaps at first, just peace of mind, just a sense of relaxation and quiet. Perhaps your first experiences will be that you'll start to notice meaningful coincidences in your life. But for many of us, the first thing we notice is that our mind is very, very busy. I don't know about you, but I have a very busy mind. And the first time I sat down to meditate when I was 11 years old, I was in a Sunday school class, and my teacher, I was her only student, she led me in a meditation. And what I found was that my mind was going around and around in circles, very busy. And she told me I should expect that. But as I got quiet, I began to feel a body sensation, energy. And what I found out later, many years later, is that that was the energy of the chakras or the energy body that we have. But I didn't understand that. I was 11. I didn't really start meditating regularly until I was 14. And what I did then, because in those days, again, this is the 1960s, nobody was teaching meditation that I knew. And even though I was in a very progressive church, nobody besides my Sunday school teacher that year ever really talked about meditation. So what I do is I take one of my dad's spiritual books and I go off into the woods. Now, I lived in a part of the country where you could do that year round in California. And I found out later it was a place that was sacred to the Native Americans, but I didn't know that at the time. But in that quiet space with nature and the beauty, I would read a sentence or a paragraph, and then I wouldn't think about it, but I would feel how that made me felt for 5 minutes. And that 5 minutes became 10 minutes, and the 10 minutes became 20 minutes. And I found, and this took a few years, that I began to do a certain practice of meditation. Now, again, I was just teaching myself. I found out later that this form of meditation, which is called passage meditation, is taking inspirational phrases and then just allowing ourselves to just sit with those phrases until our mind wanders and perhaps taking another phrase. I found that one of my most powerful methods is taking the prescription for spiritual alignment in the back of the book and taking each line one by one, aloud and silently, and then just move into a space of just quieting my mind until my mind starts to wander, which it still always does many years later. And then I bring my mind back and I take the next line. Now, this isn't the only form of meditation. There are many forms of meditation, but whether you use a mantra, which is a sound that you repeat, a sacred word, God, love, quiet. Jane said she used to just go, shh. But whatever it is for you, taking something that you then bring your mind back to. I once heard a teacher say this is called the bring back muscle, that the point of meditation is not to demand that your mind shut up. The point of meditation is not demand that your mind grow silent. Instead, it's to develop your bring back muscle. Just as the point of weightlifting is not to lift the weights, it's to build the muscle, which happens when you repeat. So for those of us with intensely busy minds, and I've shared before that I'm a recovering intellect, so this is a part of my experience, the bringing the attention back to a thought, a phrase, an image, to my breath, that's another form, watching your breath, to bodily sensations, listening to meditative music, that's another form of meditation, using guided meditations, and bringing my mind back to that time and time again builds an energy, builds a vibration, builds a consciousness and a confidence that you build upon as you grow on your spiritual journey. And not beating yourself up, not ever getting mad at yourself, but knowing that it's normal for your mind to wander. Know that it's normal for your mind to race around. That's part of the human mind. And what you're doing is training your mind by bringing it back. And each time you do it, you lift your vibration. Each time you do it, you lift your energy. Even if it's taking this image of the God computer and imagining that you are the standalone computer and that you're connecting with the internet or the all that is and feeling what that's like, there are so many ways. There are many apps that are out there. And I want to share this. You can find online many guided meditations. Some are of higher quality than others. I noticed one place, I was reading about it this week. It just came up. One app has famous actors reading bedtime stories. And I'm not sure that Matthew McConaughey reading Little Red Riding Hood to me is the highest form of meditation, as much as that might relax me and help me to go to bed. But there are some wonderful meditation apps out there, guided imagery meditations, that you can use to help you become centered, to find that spiritual poise, to find that center within you, that spiritual center of enlightenment that's within you. And I want to also offer you the Center for Enlightenment website. There are numerous meditations led by Jane Hart on that website that you can use, even as I use them. I use them at least every week to help you do this inner work of bringing your attention back, and moving in consciousness. I want to also invite you to create a meditation station, a place in your home where you can go, that's out of the way, where you can be quiet. It's calming. It's peaceful. You can place things that are significant to you spiritually, whether it's a candle or a picture or whatever it is that you need to do to make your meditation station a very safe and sacred place for you. And I'm going to share right now about postures. You know, a lot of people think that you should have a certain given posture. There's nothing wrong with that, but really the idea is to forget yourself, to get out of yourself. So whatever chair or place or posture or whatever you do, make it something that's comfortable for you, where you're able to just forget about your body for just a period of time. And having this specific place, this meditation station, will set up the vibration and the energy which will directly enhance your God experience. Because this is what we're talking about here, an experience of your infinite self. This is what we're talking about here, what we might call a God experience, an experience that moves you into that infinite consciousness, that infinite internet, which is also a part of your own being and your own soul's unfoldment. As you begin this process of meditating, you'll find that you'll start to get answers. You'll find that your intuition becomes heightened. As Jane has shared many times, you move from the peephole of the ego mind to the greater, wider view of your infinite self, of your intuition, of your soul's mind. But before you do that, the first thing you're going to notice is that your soul is covered over by the many, many thoughts, that your mind is very busy. And this is a chance to learn how to take charge of your mind and your thoughts. You'll notice that you think the same thoughts over and over again. In fact, what I found out when I started meditating, and I still find out until I get quiet, is that my thoughts are very boring. I think about the same things over and over again. And sometimes when these thoughts come up, it's good for us. If, let's say, Jane once was talking about when she first started meditating and she had four kids and she had to plan meals and do all kinds of things. When she got quiet, the first thing that would come up were the tasks she had to do and thoughts about what is she going to cook for dinner, what's she going to go buy for food. And they wouldn't go away. So sometimes she would find it would be very helpful to have a journal next to her, not only for her intuitive awarenesses, but she'd go to a blank page and write down the things that were the tasks that were coming up for her so she could let them go and go back into her meditation time. Sometimes you'll see these ideas repeat themselves over and over again. And one method that she shared was that she would start to notice a thought and she wouldn't let it go all the way to its end. Often to help her with that, she would push the button on a recording device and turn it off. There's many different ways, or you could just say, shh. Or another thing for me is to not to actively try to stop my thinking, but to just bring my attention back to my focus of meditation, to just let it be, to observe it, but then to move back into what the focus of my meditation is. Now, for me, it's quite often a passage or a phrase. And sometimes it's noticing my breath and my energy field. But for you, bringing your energy back can move your energy and vibration up to a higher place. And what I find is if I stay with that long enough, I start feeling like I am being meditated. That is, that I don't have to keep working at it. It becomes a more natural part of me, but that takes time. So remember that just as you wouldn't begin your practice of exercise by going to the gym today and lifting 200-pound weights right off the bat, so too, and I've seen people try to do this, you wouldn't make a commitment to yourself that you're going to meditate for a half an hour or an hour every day when you've never done it before. Start with a persistent 5 minutes a day in your meditation station in a place where you're comfortable. And just keep doing that. It's far more effective to meditate 5 minutes a day every day of the week than to save it all up to Saturday when you think you have more time and try to sit down for a half hour. That doesn't build that energy and that vibration, that something, that special something, that mood that you create, that meditation mood that you can then experience, that special something that is your center for enlightenment within you. How often should you meditate? It's important to do it every day. More important than the length of time, more important than your posture or your breathing or anything else, is make that commitment to your soul. Decide for yourself that you are going to connect with the Center for Enlightenment within you, and then do this on a consistent basis so that you can build that energy and vibration. This is a rhythm that you get into, your soul's rhythm. You start to move with your soul. You start to move with your infinite self, and you find that your life becomes more and more of a dance. You'll find it's well worth the effort that you make to meditate regularly. Sometimes I will lie down to meditate. It isn't necessary even that you sit. The difficulty with lying down is that sometimes people will fall asleep. So what I do when I meditate is I will get quiet. I will sit in meditation. And then I usually meditate in the middle of the night. I'm awakened in the middle of the night. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but for me, I went for years awakening in the middle of the night, not knowing why I was having a problem with that. And then about 2 hours later, going back to sleep. Well, what I found after a long time of not understanding it was that I was being awakened so I would meditate. And so I would meditate now, and then I would go back to bed and lie down and meditate for the last portion of it. But it's not so much your posture, anything that helps you become outside of yourself, that you forget yourself, can be helpful. Music can help you. And I want to give a shout out to the recordings of Liquid Mind, which you can find online, or Stephen Halperin, or Dean Evanson. I've got a recording called Heart of Oneness, which you can also access. There are so many different meditation music recordings. This can also help you. Recordings of ohms, things like that. But that which helps you become alert yet relaxed, that which helps you to get in touch with that center for enlightenment within you. And you don't need any particular rituals when you meditate. You just need to do that which works for you. There are people who do walking meditations, people who do meditation when they're practicing yoga. It's different for each one of us, and we need to honor our own individual differences and allow ourselves to just be the who that we are and not try to fit somebody else's idea of the way we should meditate. So I want to ask you now, what has been your practice in your meditations? Just reflect now. What have you learned about it? What myths have you heard about meditation? Jane once said that she was here, her mission was in part to demythologize spirituality, to get out of the jargon and the lingo and all the complications of it, but instead to make things simple, to make it accessible so that it could become practical. So what kinds of practices have worked for you? Have you noticed any changes in yourself since you began the practice of meditation? Have you ever found that you're sitting there and you're asking yourself, I don't even know if I'm meditating. Nothing's happening. Sometimes there are lulls in meditation. You might have a period of time when you're really feeling like you're connecting with your infinite self. Other times, you're just sitting there. Jane has told me many times, and I've heard her say this in classes, that those are the times when you think nothing's going on, when things are powerfully going on within you. Powerfully going on within you. So that it's not all about having what seem like euphoric experiences, but there's an inner something that's going on, like the seed that's planted beneath the surface of the soil that is germinating and nurturing and growing and finding its way. And you may not see anything, but that's the most powerful growth of all, because it's where you begin to set down your roots and begin to grow spiritually. So don't judge your meditations. If you feel like nothing's going on, just realize that that is a natural part of your meditative experience. You might find it relaxing for a while, and yet it seems like nothing happens. You might find yourself continually distracted by your thoughts when you meditate. But again, even if you find all you do in meditation is come back to your meditative focus, a visualization, a mantra, a breathing passage, whatever you use as your focus, that is okay. You're creating a conscious bond with your infinite self by quieting your mind and doing this practice. And you're connecting day by day at a deeper and deeper level. So how do you still your mind? What is your preferred method of becoming still? Is there a technique that you use? Have you found that meditation has supported your journey up till now? Or has it seemed like something that's way out there? The beauty of the time in which we're living is not like when Jane started meditating or when I started meditating, when people would look at you funny when you said you were meditating. Jane got a lot of negative feedback. She got to the point where she had to actually find a new place to go on Sunday mornings because she wasn't being affirmed in the experiences that she was having. For you and for me, meditation is now becoming mainstream, and there are many resources available to us. So what's happening when we're meditating? What is happening when we're meditating is we're creating a line of communication or a connection, a bridge between our personality self and our higher self, our infinite self. And we may find, especially when we're first starting to meditate, that we feel different in our own skin. Maybe feel some different feelings than we've ever felt before. That is normal. And in a moment, I'm going to talk about some of the experiences that we can expect to have, or we may have, that need to be explained during meditation. But you may feel calmer and more centered. You may feel that you respond to people differently because there's a little bit of space between the experiences you have and the reactive self, that part of you that reacts. You're training yourself, that observer self in meditation, to watch your mind and moods so that when stresses come up or when somebody pushes your button, you're less likely to react. You become more free from the drama of life and all of the confusion that seems to be going out here in the world. This, something else happens is that you find your likes and your dislikes change. You may lose your taste for certain things and then awaken to other practices. Things that gave you a sense of happiness or satisfaction don't interest you anymore. Some habits that perhaps you had, and rather you look to other things. I find now that the most important thing in terms of activities every day is to take a walk in nature where I continue my meditative experience. You'll find that your life will become more streamlined and more efficient. You will simplify your life. Meditation will change your tastes. And the lower thoughts become erased from your mind because you slowly but surely stop feeding them. You find yourself being in that higher consciousness more and more of the time. And this is a phrase that I've heard Jane use so often. It's a slow but sure process. A slow but sure process. A process that grows and grows over time. And you don't try to rush ahead. You have to have patience. You do your practices and try to find a rhythm in your practices where you are doing something that's similar each day. Although your meditation may change over time, it's good to not just jump around. That's one of the problems with some of the apps that I notice that are out there and some of the meditation websites. They're all about novelty and trying out new meditations all the time instead of kind of getting into a rhythm with something that works for you. This week, if you are meditating, I'm going to ask you to stretch your meditation out just a little bit more. That instead of doing it for 5 minutes, do it for 10. Or if you're doing it for 20, do it for 30. What time of day should you meditate? A time when you can have quietude. Jane used to awaken at 5 a.m. because she had 4 kids and she had to get up before them. For you or for me, it's the middle of the night, sometime in the early morning hours. I also meditate before I go to bed for a shorter period of time. You might be a night person when you're very awake, but starting to meditate for somebody else might put them out like that, and that might not be the best time. So you need to kind of be aware, be cognizant of the who that you are. Also, write down what you notice during your meditation time, or use a recording device. I use one of these, have it by me at all times when I meditate, so that an idea will pop into my head. This is the most uncanny thing. I will have an idea pop into my mind, an intuitive awareness, and I'll think to myself, oh, I'll remember that. And I never do unless I record it. So consider having something, some way to record or write down the experiences that you have in meditation. Now I want to talk about some of the phenomena that we may experience, not necessarily experience, but we may experience during or after meditation. And they're found in the chapter on meditation in the book Spiritual Power Tools. Jane said one of the first things that happened to her was she felt like somebody was putting Vicks VapoRub on her forehead, or Tiger Balm, a cool sensation of menthol. That, of course, has to do with the awakening and quickening of the energy in one of her chakras or energy centers. Another thing that she felt was her head would be itchy, or she'd feel a pressure, or almost to feel like pouring a running water, or the top of her head would heat up. You might find a tension or a pressure between your eyes. You might find that you experience white or colored lights with your eyes closed, or there's a light that's brighter than the light with your eyes open when you have your eyes closed meditating. I once knew a man who experienced that, and he was so frightened by it, he said that he stopped meditating for years until I explained to him that that was a very normal thing. By the way, don't expect to have any of these experiences because we're all different. You might find that you're expanded beyond your body or above your body. You might even find, especially after you've been meditating, as you're walking around, that you can't think in your normal way, or you might find it difficult. Your mind even seems blank. That's okay, because you're being rewired. You're being rewired through meditation, regardless of whether you have any of these experiences or not. It's as if you're rewiring the wiring in your home from 110 to 220, and then you don't just use a toaster oven. You can plug in your dryer or your oven and stove, because you have greater capacity to hold more energy. And so you really rewire your circuits during your meditation time. All of these are signs that you're being upgraded and new brain centers are being activated. You can be aware of information that gets downloaded even when you're not having any experience at all, but later in the day, the answer comes. When you first contact your intuitive awareness through meditation, you may find that the intuition comes in on a different vibration and energy. And it might make you feel a little jittery or anxious or a little unsettled. Realize that that's completely normal. There's nothing wrong with you. You will soon access intuitive information with serenity and poise over time. Meditation is the most important spiritual power tool, Jane said, on your journey. Meditation connects you to your soul, and it provides the energy and vibration that charges up and energizes all of the other spiritual power tools. And now I'm going to give you an opportunity to join with me and all of the wonderful people who are here. And I want to thank you for loving yourself enough to be here and to make this commitment to your soul, and to make this commitment to taking responsibility for the evolution of your soul. And as we connect our energies together in a time of meditation, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and to just move into this experience, and just imagine, as you take a deep breath and you let it out, just become aware of your breathing. And notice any body sensations. Become aware of the pressure of the air upon your skin, the light that is there that you can notice beyond your closed eyelids? And as we move into our shared center, our shared infinite self, that aspect of our beingness that has been waiting for our greater awareness over eons and eons of time. We just imagine ourselves as a standalone computer terminal or a computer, a laptop. We are that individual expression that seeks to connect with all that is in order to find that fulfillment of the potential of our beingness. You are a being. You're not a man or a woman or a personality self. And as you become aware of your beingness, however you want to do it, imagine that you are connecting with the infinite internet, the great computer of God. You're not separate. However you want to envision or feel this energy, however you wish to do this, for this allness is who you are as well. The allness that is the fulfillment of your heart's desire, the fulfillment of your beingness. And as you feel yourself lightening and lifting up, become aware of the quickening of your energy and vibration, the stilling of your mind, the quieting of your thoughts. The relaxation, settling of your body. As you become more and more receptive. And if a thought comes in, just bring your attention back to your connection with the universal energy of the infinite in the silence. And now as we bring our attention back to where we are sitting in our room, once again, becoming aware of the pressure of the air upon our skin, the breathing of our body in and out, the light in the room, and the calm peace of our soul. As we come out, we remember that we are our infinite self, the shared experience of the center for enlightenment within us. And when we feel fully present, we open our eyes with gratitude that there are souls who are supporting us on our journey, and that we are supported not only by each other, but by the infinite something that we're connecting with, which is truly our own inner center, our own infinite self. And before we close, I just want to share that there's so much that has been discovered in recent years about how meditation benefits the consciousness and changes even the way we think, how our brains function, how different neurons and pathways, neurological pathways are opened up within us, and we gain access to more and more resources, not just within our abstract minds, but also within our brains. We've always had the ability to turn on those spiritual faculties, but perhaps this is the first time in our experience when we've pulled the switch, when we've decided, yes, I am going to commit to my spiritual growth through meditation. I'm going to take this wiring for spirituality, and I'm going to put it to work, put it to use for my soul. And it's a powerful experience that we all are sharing here, this meditation experience that we've talked about today. I want to invite each one of you to come to one of our question and answer sessions Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And the links are available in the chat, which you'll see. And you can also connect with the Center for Enlightenment and get numerous self-study lessons, at least dozens and dozens, maybe 100 videos of Jane Hart's teachings, even her leading through guided meditations, which could really help you in this time. And if you have any questions, you can always go there and contact us. We will answer. We're here for you. We're here just as we were supported and are supported in our growth. We're here to support you, because that's how it goes. Jane once said she's the lamplighter, and she has lit the lamps of her students. So we are all lamplighters for the souls of each other. Also, in the chat, there's a link that you can use if you wish to make a donation to the Center for Enlightenment, which is how we're able to continue to do this. So I want to wish you a happy Palm Sunday with the imagery of your infinite self writing the consciousness of your beingness into your heart center. And that's what we're celebrating today. And so hope to see you at one of the questions and answers. Hope to see you next week. And until I see you again, thank you for being on this journey. Bye now.